So Terre Haute, and then you're staying in Indiana, or
I stayed in Indiana until after my first. There was almost Diana the time they are gonna stay in Indianapolis, because after my fast I stay only 1 week or 2 weeks only, and then I moved to Philadelphia because my sister was coming back to California, and I came with her too. But I was and then they want me to go to Philadelphia to tell them. And that way we organize the area so we can show them my experience with them.
Now, did you actually see Antonio? Did you cross paths or?
No.
So how long had it been since you'd been together?
Antonio and I, we came back together from Philadelphia.
Came back?
To California.
To California.
And yeah, because she was almost getting ready to get married. Her boyfriend was in New York, but he was planning to come back to come to California.
So you were with her in Philadelphia for a little while?
For a little while, okay. Few weeks, no more than a few weeks.
And then when you came back?
Maybe like a month or something like that, because we passed Christmas in Philadelphia uh-huh. together. And after, there was already the beginning of 1970. And 1970, in February the 1970, my brother and my sister Mary here in California.
Okay. And then what did you do when you came back to California?
Well, to be with my family to get together with my family and see my brother and my sister Mary in our marriage. And then I went back to continue my work over there. So then I have a little meeting with Caesar and the other ones here in California, and they decided they're not going to let me in Philadelphia because Gil Padilla is going to move to Philadelphia, and they want me to move to New Jersey. So I went back, I went back to New Jersey. So Jim Drake was in New Jersey. So I worked with Jim Drake.
Now, did you know Gilbert, or how did you know Gilbert? What was
Well, Gilbert was a board member for the union.
But had you worked with him at all?
No, I don't work. I know him, and I can talk to him like a friend. But no, I never worked with him.
Okay. And did you work with Jim Drake?
Yes.
So what did you do in New Jersey?
Jim Briggs was in charge for the Great Boycott in New Jersey, and I went over there. And like I say, you know, we have a lot of experience with our boycott in Chicago. So I went with Jim Drake.
Now, the Great Boycott is coming to an end, and the lettuce is going to start happening around 70, right? So what was the timing there?
Well, we won the union contracts for the grapes in June and July 1970. And then they called, by that time, you know, there was a big victory for the farm workers and everywhere in California. Everybody listened what happened in Delano, California. All the farm workers, they have a union contract, so they started to get so excited. So farm workers from Salinas, California, they won a union contract. So they went in a strike. But in there was around September. And at that time, we came back from the Great Boycott. And Cicero started to have a meeting with a farm worker. Well, we are farm workers from the grapes. And he said, you know, we won the strike. This is a big victory. It's up to you. You guys want to go back to work in the fields. This is your decision. But if you want to stay working with the union, you guys can work with the union if you want it. But that's your decision. I decided then I never have a chance to talk to Caesar because after he talked about we won the art strike, I never saw him again. I never told him, you know, what was my decision. And I think he knows what was my decision. But anyway, I came from the Great Boycott in September 1970, and then it was gone. Everybody was in Salinas. Eliseo came before me, and he went to see my parents, and he asked him, what's happened with Maria? Maria is not here. He said, well, Maria is coming, but I don't know when. She told us that she's coming. So Eliseo said, well, everybody is here. What happened? He said, so anyways, Eliseo talked to my parents, and he said, I want to go to Salinas. Caesar wants. He asked me if I want to go back to the grapes, but I think I'm going to go help in the union. And so Eliseo went to Salinas, and I came in September around the 16, something like that. And everybody was in the workers from the offices, everybody was in the offices. But the organizers, there was no organizers. What happened with the organizers? So anyway, and they said, oh no, they say, I know you have a job right here in the office. And I said, what are you gonna do? Well, you wanna work with a medical plan, with RK. And I said, oh, really? Yeah, they said you can work right there. And I said, oh, okay. So I started working in RK because, I'm very good to talk to the people. So then we need to talk about benefits to the workers, and I need to learn how to medical plan or insurance thing because I never know anything about insurance. So I was working like that, but I was not very happy. Until a week later, I saw Caesar walking fast, and I said, "Hey, Caesar, what's going on with me? What's going on?" And he said, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, you know, everybody is in Salinas, and look at me, I'm here." And Caesar said, "Oh, don't worry, you working?" And I said, yeah, I'm working in the medical plan. He said, okay, so you stay. And he said, well, okay, let me talk to you. So and he took me over there by his office and he said, look, I have impression, or somebody told me that you are a good administrator. You know how to be administrator. And I said, Caesar, are you kidding me? And he said, well, anyway, I want you to learn every single detail about the medical plan, farm workers' medical plan. I want you to learn every single detail. Can you do that? And I said, well, I can try. But you know, I never work in office. You know, I'm a farm worker. And he was laughing. And he said, well, you never you never have a strike before, and you look at what happened. You never was in a great boycott, and look at that. You make a great boycott, a good great boycotter. And I said, yeah, but this is a different thing. So then I said, okay, so what do you want me to do? And when I say, you know, that I want you to learn every single thing, I said, okay. So he said, in 3 months, are you going to have a test? And I said, okay. And 3 months, I don't think it was 3 months when he said, Maria, you and I, we're going to have a meeting with the workers. And Caesar was the person, he can show me his face happy or angry or upset. So when I saw his face was upset, and he said, Maria, you're not ready for this meeting, because you know I was in the meeting and I don't think he was disappointed in the way I run the meeting, and I saw his face upset, and he said, no, you're not ready. And he told me like that, and I feel sad. And I don't feel sad because I said, well, I told him I'm not, I don't know anything about office. So then later, like a month later, and he said, Maria, you and I, we're going to have a meeting. Farm workers from Renfield, they come in. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, you think you're ready? And I laughed in and I said, I think I'm ready. And okay, so they came like 100 workers or more than 100 workers. And I get the child board and I get the marker. And I started making the meeting. So after the meeting, his face was so happy. And he said, I told you, you can do it. He said, oh my God, you give us the best meeting. You know, he said, you know how to deal with this. So and I said, I didn't know that. And he said, yeah. People were so impressed and so happy. So then I came as assistant administrator immediately, but 1 year later, they want to send somebody to Florida because we have a Coca-Cola company and a union, and they want somebody to go over there and make all the plans for the Kennedy plan over there. But at that time, you know, I saw my mom more old, and I was afraid that something happened when I wasn't home. So I went directly to Caesar, and I told him, I don't want to go anywhere because I don't think my mom is very, I think my mom is not very good at health, happy, and I don't want to go anymore. And he said, don't worry, you're going to stay here. You're going to, I want to talk to Leroy, he was the administrator, and promise me that you're going to learn how to be an assistant administrator. And I was laughing, and I said, well, I can try. So I became assistant administrator in 1972. And 1972, when I became the assistant administrator, we spent $1 million with $500,000, and it was all the administrative thing and all the management in the office I did myself. And all the adjusting claims, it was under my responsibility. So then the auditors, they was planning to come over and check my books. And I was so in my work on my claims. And I was so upset because I don't, you know, I never, you know, there was a check my work. So I was so nervous, and I went to see Caesar, and I said, Caesar, I'm so nervous. I said, don't worry, you're doing okay. So the auditors came over, and they said to me, we're going to check your work, and I want to do this and this and that. So for 3 days, I didn't even sleep because thinking about what's going to happen with my work. After 3 days, it was Thursday, and the main editor auditor came over, and he said, congratulations. And I said, for what? He said, you do a wonderful job. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, you missed $3.50. And I was so surprised. And he said, for $1,500,000, you missed $3.50, and when he said congratulations, so I was so excited. I went run to Caesar's office and I said, Caesar, they finished already, and I did a good job. And Caesar said, I told you not to worry because I know you can do the job. So that was a good experience.
I just want to go back. I know. I know.